The G8 summit wraps up today at a resort in the Canadian Rockies. Yesterday, President Bush and the other G8 leaders agreed to new measures to protect international cargo from terrorist attacks. The leaders also expressed a belief that the global economy is improving and will continue to do so. There also was reaction yesterday to President Bush's desire for a Palestinian state without Yasser Arafat as Palestinian chairman. The G8 leaders minimized their differences over that. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Calgary.
In group sessions and in meetings with individual presidents and prime ministers, President Bush has been making the case that the best way to eventually get to a peace deal in the Middle East is to establish a provisional Palestinian state while negotiations continue. A White House official here in Calgary said that the president has given up hope that Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat can be the one to implement reform. At a photo op yesterday, President Bush was asked what happens if Arafat runs in the Palestinian elections now planned for next January, and wins. He declined to speculate, saying he's confident the Palestinian people will make the right decision.
The status quo is simply unacceptable, and it should be unacceptable to them. They live in, you know, they've been pawns in the game of peace. They have no hope. Their economy's in shambles. They live in squalor. Their leadership has let them down.
Others here are not quite ready to accept the Arafat must go policy. Here is Canadian Prime Minister Jean Chrétien.
I'm very much in favor of an election. I said that it's going to be the people of Palestine who will decide who will be the leader. It is premature for me to conclude who will be the leader. We have to wait for the election.
British Prime Minister Tony Blair echoed that, but in a press conference during a break in the summit meetings, Blair also stressed that President Bush's goals are the right ones.
Everybody has agreed that the eventual outcome we want to see is a viable Palestinian state and a secure Israeli state. But we can't have either of those things unless the security is there and political reform is there too.
Blair added that the Palestinian people need to know that keeping Arafat in charge would have consequences. Today is the final day of the summit. There'll be discussion and debate over the size of an aid package for Africa. More aid to poor countries around the world will be announced, but there are disagreements over a Canadian proposal to have one half of that increase, as much as $6 billion a year, go to help Africa. The summit is taking place 60 miles outside of Calgary, in the Rocky Mountain town of Kananaskis. There are no protesters up at the site. They can't get there, but there have been daily small peaceful demonstrations in downtown Calgary. One protest yesterday featured about 50 members of a group called the Revolutionary Knitting Circle. They staged a warm and fuzzy protest against globalization, sitting on the sidewalk while knitting scarves, sweaters, and socks. Their message that not all clothing needs to be bought from big corporate retailers. Don Gagne, NPR News, Calgary.